Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. McDowell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Askew moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Askew moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Cullen applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up Horton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive towards third. Alves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a line drive towards third. Kenworthy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Bob Locker now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Lee May pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from McNerney and they have the runner in a rundown. There's the throw to Locker, who applies the tag, and Harper is out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing right field. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a pop-up towards third. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Voss now playing right field. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims pinch hits for Tommy Harper. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Willie Smith pinch hits for Mike Paul. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jose Vidal pinch runs for Willie Smith. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don McMahon now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-4 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Askew to Brown, and Aparicio is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Kurtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McMahon, and towards Causey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kurtz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from McNerney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alves is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Davalillo fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Davalillo. Bradford moves to third. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Don McMahon. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-5 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Suarez now playing third base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-5 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Suarez now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing third base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-5 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-1 in the game. Vidal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.